Let's talk about credit card processing. I hate a business that charges additional fees for the privilege of doing business with them. Stick around, because I'm going to upset those free credit card processing companies. Welcome to the 10-Minute Food Truck Training Podcast. My name is Bill Moore. I am a food truck business coach, author of 5 food truck vending books, including Food Truck 101 and Food Truck 201. This podcast is all about helping you start and grow your food truck business.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I hate a convenience fee. I hate a surcharge. And I really hate the cash discount schemes that aggressive salespeople push off on that brand new inexperienced food truck owner. On the surface, it seems like a good deal because you're getting free credit card processing. That's what you think. But literally what you're doing is walking yourself down a path to failure and you don't even know it. There's a whole bunch of confusion out there about the difference between a cash discount or a surcharge or a checkout fee. And that confusion has led to labeling surcharge programs as if they're a cash discount program. And there is a difference. A cash discount is when you post credit card pricing on your menu and then offer a discount on that price to a customer or a guest that comes up and pays with cash. A surcharge is when you post prices on your menu and then charge an additional fee on top of that price for a customer who walks up with a credit card. In the first situation, a customer pays less than the listed price on your menu. In the second situation, they're paying more than the price on your menu. That's the difference between a discount, which is cheaper than the posted price, and a surcharge, which is more than the posted price on your menu. If you charge more at the POS system than the listed price, it's a surcharge. No matter what weasel words you use, it's still a surcharge. If the processor tells you that simply all you're doing is adding a service fee or a non-cash adjustment, doesn't matter what you call it, doesn't matter what the weasel that sold you the system calls it, it's still a surcharge. Because a surcharge is defined as a fee above the listed price. And while it sounds like a minor difference, it's actually important in terms of legality and in compliance with the credit card brand rules. Getting it wrong means you're risking a fine or you're having your merchant account shut down. So keep in mind the quick rule of thumb. If the customer pays less than the menu price, it's a discount. If they pay more than the menu price, it's a surcharge. Now, let's explore what the brands of credit cards have to say. Here's what Visa says, and this is a direct quote. A discount for cash is different than a surcharge. The rule states the posted price must be for cards. However, merchants can provide a lower price for cash acceptance. Discounts for cash are allowed by Visa. However, merchants are not permitted to post a price for cash and then charge a higher price for cards. You didn't know that Visa is telling you how to price your menu. They're telling you the price on the menu has to be what you charge a credit card. In this statement that I just read, Visa clearly explains that a business offering a cash discount is allowed, but that posted price must be for the cards. Businesses can offer a lower price from what's posted on the menu, and that's a cash discount. CardX, which is a company that specializes in surcharge programs and has led the charge in making the programs available in many more places around the country, their founder and CEO, Jonathan Razzi, explains the definition of regular price comes from the Truth in Lending Act. And this is a quote. The term regular price means the tag or posted price charged for the service or the property, which would be, in this case, your food on the menu, if a single price is tagged or posted. So if you have a price up there, that's considered the regular price. The posted price refers to prices posted on your menu or advertisements. So if a food truck posts a $10 price on the menu or website, they would need to charge cash-paying customers less than $10 at the register in order to qualify as a cash discount. Otherwise, it's a surcharge, no matter what weasel words the credit card processor recommends. Remember, paying less than the posted price is a discount. Paying more is a surcharge. CEO Razzie confirms, and this is a quote, "If the price on the shelf is $10, any fee added at the register constitutes a surcharge under U.S. Code 1602, paragraph R." The term surcharge means increasing the regular price to a cardholder which is not imposed upon the customer by paying cash, check, or similar means. So like Visa, Razzie is unequivocal in his explanation. The bottom line is that most cash discount programs are non-compliant because they list the cash price on the menu and add a fee at the point of sale. This puts them under the card brand rules as a surcharge. Fiserv, which used to be called First Data, they removed all the cash discount programs from their app marketplace, and then in an email to their users told them a true cash discount does not add any fees or surcharges at the register. Surcharges were never ever permitted on debit cards, and I bet you don't even pay attention to whether you're accepting a credit card or a debit card. And this is true even if the cards are run as credit. And even in states where credit surcharges are legal, you can't treat a debit card as if it's a credit card on surcharges. Visa's frequently asked questions on surcharging clearly spells out that a surcharge cannot be applied to a debit card. A debit card is considered a cash transaction. And like I said, I guarantee you, you're not paying attention to whether they're giving you cash or whether they're giving you a credit card or a debit card. And in most cases, you're probably not even touching the card. Visa debit surcharges. If you are adding a surcharge to a debit transaction, even if you're calling it a non-cash adjustment, you are putting your merchant account at risk. CEO Razzie explains, and this is another direct quote, "You cannot apply a fee above the listed price to a debit card, no matter what the fee is called. When you list a fee and then add a fee at the point of sale, it is definitionally a surcharge under the law, and you must comply with card brand rules and state laws where applicable. For this reason, the fee, whether it's labeled a surcharge, a non-cash adjustment, a service fee, or anything else, can never be applied to a debit card. And cash discount programs that add a fee to debit cards are exposing their merchants to fines and shutdowns by the card brands." So this is a guy that's in charge of a company that does free credit card processing, and he's telling you that you can't do it on a debit card. And yet I guarantee most of the food truck owners out there do not know the difference or pay attention to the difference when they're in the middle of a rush. Or like I said, they don't even touch the card, the guest does it. And they're depending upon their system to recognize it as being a debit card and then charging them appropriately. The consequences for surcharging a debit or for implementing a cash discount program that's really a surcharge program without complying with surcharge rules can be serious. Processors can shut down accounts when they're informed by the card brands of non-compliance. And guess what? Both Visa and MasterCard have forms on their website that allow cardholders to very easily report being charged a fee to use that credit card or to use that debit card. I know the forms exist because I've used them. Violation of the card brand rules, you can be fined $1,000 per occurrence, increasing to $5,000, $10,000, and $25,000 per occurrence for repeated violations. Ultimately, the merchant may be added to a terminated merchant file, which makes it difficult, nearly impossible, to secure a merchant account ever in the future. For the sake of your merchant account and your wallet, you want to be on the right side of the law. Card brand regulations have got to be understood before you go surcharging or signing up for some nonsensical cash discount program. So the question is, what should you do as a food truck owner? First of all, understand if your 3% processing fee is your biggest worry, you've got a super successful food truck. In every case where I work with a food truck owner and they complain about processing fees, I ask them not to mess around with sending me information on the credit card processing fee. I ask them to do an actual food cost. And in 100% of those cases where they actually do a food cost, it's more than 3% off their recipe cost. Most of the time, it's about 6% higher than the recipe cost. So when you compare those two categories alone, being off 6% on food costs, but you're worried about 3% in credit card processing fees, your focus is in the wrong place because you still have that 6% loss on food cost. So think about this. If you're running the industry standards of 50 to 55% combined food and labor, and you're hitting that, then I'll talk to you about credit card processing fees. If you've used my spreadsheet for your recipe cost, you will have accounted for the processing fees in your price already. And if you didn't use my free spreadsheet, you might want to revisit what your price structure is because you're probably not making as much money as you think you are. When you're starting the business, you should first assume that all of your guests are going to use a credit card and then include that into the fees, just like you do for the cheese that you put on your sandwiches. The best part is when those guests pay you in cash. Guess what? They still pay the full price on your menu, so you've got 3% extra profit going into your bank account. But if you did the cash discount scheme, guess what? No extra money. Let's say your food truck is doing $20,000 a month in sales with a $20 check average. Your processing from Square would be $600. And that's if 100% of those guests use a credit card. Now, if your credit card usage drops to, let's say, 90%, you pay $540, but guess what? You pocket that $60 difference because you've already included the menu price has the credit card processing in it. So you made $60 extra. But if you were running a cash discount program, you wouldn't have pocketed anything. And effectively, your business just gained a $60 fee because you took cash. Also, encouraging cash sales increases your exposure to robbery because you literally have a sign out there that says, "My food truck carries more cash than the average food truck because I offer a cash discount." And remember, it's not just the cash you got coming in. When a guest gives you money, you have to have more cash on hand to be able to break those $20 bills and the $50 bills. You're going to need more ones, more fives, more tens because you're saying, "Hey, pay me cash because it's a discount." Cash discounts or surcharges will only hurt your profitability. Your ability to gain loyal, raving fans is hurt by charging surcharges. Both practices are discriminatory, whether you do a cash discount or you do a surcharge. You're treating one guest differently over their preferred payment method than you're treating another. That effectively makes you a dictator over your guests. And if you're a dictator or you're discriminatory, that's not exactly what our industry is about. This is still the hospitality industry. Thank you so much for listening to the 10-Minute Food Truck Training Podcast. If you're finding all the information helpful to your food truck business, please become a monthly supporter of the podcast. Just hit the support button or follow the link in the description. Every little bit does help keep us going. Join our Facebook group. It's called Food Truck Training. We have a whole bunch of awesome members at all different levels, from brand new beginners to decades-old veterans. They've all got your back when it comes to helping you with your food truck. And again, thank you for listening. Come back tomorrow because you know I got plenty more to say when it comes to helping you and your food truck business grow.